KNX 1070 News Radio. Depend on us.
514, I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Coming up,
this is Chris Seedens. Coming up, I'll delve into a new report looking at concussions suffered by high school athletes.
It's 517. A new report on concussions suffered by high school athletes has some good news and some bad news.
The nationwide survey shows that concussions are down during football practices, and the number of recurrent concussions is down in all sports. But concussions are on the rise during high school football games, and football continues to have the highest concussion rates in high school sports.
The question is there really more concussions happening, or are we just identifying more concussions, and therefore, you know, you're seeing a rise in the number?
Casey Batten is a sports medicine specialist at Cedars-Sinai.
There's been an uptick over the last several years in the number, but it's remained rather stable. So there is some evidence that I do think points to the fact that we're just identifying more injuries and being more conservative.
Here in California, state law now mandates that all high school coaches must receive training on concussions. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.